What's up, everybody, and welcome to the first ever podcast of Zero Ponage.
What's going on, everyone?
I am Erica Bukowski. That was my co-creator, Aaron Meyer. And we are both pretty stoked to get this thing going. This will be our first podcast by either of us, so if it turns out a little bit less professional than what you're used to hearing, that's why.
Yeah, this is something we're doing just for fun. It's not really anything that, we're making money off of or anything like that, but, it's more of a hobby deal for us.
We enjoy gaming. We enjoy, the multiplayer connection that we get. So we thought we would expand on something I started almost a year ago, make it much bigger than what it was. This is for the average gamer. It's not for, none of us are going to be in the major league gaming. You're not going to be awed by our KD ratios. We're going to search the internet, look for news, and if we find something that we're going to bring you the pieces of news or whatever that we find relevant for the average gamer.
Something that we find that's important that we think everybody needs to know and stuff that we need to share with everyone else.
That's so, what's up.
Yep. So like Eric was saying, we have no inside info. We stand in lines with everyone else to go get the latest release. We don't get it 2-3 months ahead of time like some of these other review websites and some of these other companies do that are in this business professionally. We're doing it. Again, just kind of as a hobby thing to do.
Yeah, and some people might say, well, why do I want to read a review on a game that's already been out for almost 2 months? You have to remember, not everybody gets the game at launch. I mean, $60 is a lot of your money to drop on a game.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah. And, if you want to wait 2 months, wait till that game drops down to hopefully, $40, $45. Hopefully you'll take what some of our reviews say about the game into a company to spend your hard-earned money.
Yeah, definitely. So, I'm excited about doing this, and I hope this is going to be something that a lot of people like listening to and like hearing their thoughts and opinions on, and hopefully we'll be able to continue this for quite a while.
Yeah, right now it's only me and Aaron, but we have two other guys coming in, Kevin and Dave. We affectionately refer to them as asshats. but, yeah, they'll be joining us, so the podcast will get bigger and more fun and all that good stuff.
Hopefully we'll have more of a diverse opinions on stuff.
We definitely will.
So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. First thing we kind of wanted to go off, it's only fitting that, we're halfway in through January and, we're still kind of recapping at the end of the year with all the major launch titles that all got pushed to the very end of the year last year. And so I guess we should probably talk about what our top games were for 2011.
Sounds good to me. I'm going to start at the beginning, which one I played first. It's Gears of War 3. We made a little, made some tweaks, gave new weapons, mantle kicks, things like that. I still think the game needs, multiplayer aspect-wise, needs a lot of balancing. But other than that, obviously it was a pretty good game. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, I think it's kind of a no-brainer for a lot of people, with the time that you can just sink into a game. You have a lot of customization choices to make and things like that, and that adds to the game. It added some nice little extras now when you prestige, instead of being screwed over and not being able to, basically starting over. They give you prestige tokens where you can carry them over. Now you can unlock gear. So now I can carry around, the MK14 from prestige level to prestige level without having to get to level 61 to unlock it. But my favorite game, probably so far, has been Uncharted 3. And character, story, set pieces, multiplayer, top notch. I mean, that's, I think, what everyone's looking for. But
yeah. Well, that's one, Modern Warfare 3, personally, I mean, I've been playing, quite a bit as well. Uncharted 3, I hadn't really gotten into, mostly because my PlayStation 3, decided to take a dump, 3/4 of the way through Uncharted 2.
It was a big smelling one.
Yeah, I want to, finish that one before I start Uncharted 3, so that's definitely a game that I'm, hoping to play later on, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later, I guess. So, you know, personally for me, you know, my biggest game of the year, you know, probably was Skyrim. That I, you know, that game, the only real way I can really describe it is total immersion, the way that the game envelops you into the entire world that was created by Bethesda. I think it was something that was not only a major undertaking for the studio, and being someone who hasn't played Oblivion or is not really into RPG games, I think it was definitely a big surprise for me the entire year, for sure.
Right.
If not the top one, you know, for me for the entire year. It came as a big surprise to me. But something that probably isn't such a surprise to you, Battlefield 3 would be my other one that's a big game.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's a game that I haven't gotten into yet, but I definitely plan on it.
Yeah.
But
I take the other side of the fence when most people are playing Modern Warfare 3. I am definitely the Battlefield, one of the two of us here at the at the podcast. While Call of Duty, I mean, it's great. You can go out and have the best kill, you know, death ratio and everything. But the thing I love about Battlefield 3 is that you don't have to be the best person out there. You don't have to be the one who's, you know, constantly murking on everyone. I do like the fact that the game is tailored to however you want to play it.
It takes teamwork to win.
It really does, and that's what I enjoy the most about it. You don't have to be the best sharpshooter. You don't have to be the best sniper in the game. But if you want to just go around healing guys, you can definitely do that. And,
right,
you know, here you're still contributing to the overall game.
Yeah, unlike Modern Warfare 3, you know, I can, you know, if I have two guys on my team that are going, well, 30 and 5, and they're literally carrying the team, and you still end up winning.
Yeah, you can't carry the team on Battlefield 3, you know, and if you're not the greatest, you know, gunner out there, you can always try and, you know, fly some jets or, you know, assist everyone else in a helicopter. And
support classes rule.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know, it just, with the Frostbite 2 engine and the graphics capability and the sound that was masterfully done, in my opinion, especially when you change it to the war tapes setting. And if you have a good quality sound system at home, you'll think that you're right in the heart of the battle. You know, it's quite the amazing.
Someone will call the police.
Yeah. So if you live in an apartment,
there's a war upstairs, officer.
Yeah. I guess my other game, which is another big surprise for me because it's another RPG, Star Wars: The Old Republic, which just came out here a couple months ago. You know, that game is something that, it's probably been one of the smoothest launches for the game, a game of that type and of that caliber.
Something that large.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the fact that every single quest is fully voice-overed. You're not just reading little things of text. It really envelops you in the game. There's a lot of room for it. I mean, they're going to be releasing the first major patch,
right,
1.1, out here on the 17th. But it's definitely something that there's still a lot of room for improvement, but I definitely think over time that it's going to be putting a lot to a major contender.
Yep. Well, I think we've covered just about everything except for what we think is our 2011 Game of the Year.
My game of the year, personally, was Skyrim, believe it or not.
I'm shocked.
I know, right? I didn't think it would be. you know, if you have heard about how great this game is, and if it looks like something that you're interested in, go out and buy it. Don't even hesitate. Just go out and buy it, because the total immersion that this game has, I think, will more than justify it, and you can probably even find a used copy nowadays for close to about $50 or maybe even under.
Well, wait for it. Uncharted 3 was mine. When the series first started, it wasn't even on my radar, but a friend bought me a copy of Uncharted 1 for Christmas. I felt obligated to play it, and I'm glad he did. So thank you, Jacob.
You know what I love about that, though? Is
what?
We both have never played each other's favorite game of the year.
That's awesome.
That talk about being informed and having good discussions.
Exactly.
Around, right? So,
well, you know, with Uncharted, I really think that Naughty Dog focused on the story, the characters, which has really come through. One of the reasons you know, especially Uncharted 3. The single-player experience, it took me about 9.5 hours to beat. The story, again, is top-notch. The characters, you absolutely just fall in love with these people. Nathan, Elena, Chloe, Sully, even love to hate the character, or the villains. My only gripe is, never actually get to see Nathan and Elena kiss. What's up? But,
I'm not sure.
When Uncharted 2 came out and they had the when they announced multiplayer, I was like, this is a series that does not need it. While there was egg on my face when I played the beta, it was absolutely fantastic, and I think they only improved that with the multiplayer on the third one. The perks that you are able to add to your game or your character surpass Call of Duty series. You can change stocks, weapons, rapid fire. You have all sorts of skins, perks. It's absolutely crazy. The set pieces that you fight in and around, I think, are unmatched by any other game. I mean, how many other multiplayer games have you played where you're actually fighting on a moving airplane or moving trains side by side? When you're playing the London Underground, you're actually fighting on two trains that are heading in the same direction, side by side. They change elevation, so if you try to jump at the wrong time, you're dead. But then these trains pull into the station, and then you move into the actual station. Kind of like the airfield. At first, you're in these moving trucks trying to capture the plane. Undoubtedly, my game of the year. Highly recommend for anyone who has never played the Uncharted series, or if you've been thinking about it, definitely go buy it. I mean, you can get the double pack of 1 and 2 now for like $30. I do have a question for you, Mr. Aaron Meyer.
What's that?
Do you want more Zero Ponage goodness?
I do.
I recommend everyone to go to www.zeroponage.blogspot.com. Ponage is P-W-N-A-G-E, for anybody who does not know how to spell that.
We want to hear back from you, so if there's anything you want to hear, or if you want any questions asked at all for the next podcast as well, or anything that you would like us to talk about for the next one, feel free to write us an email.
Comment, too. Do we suck? Should we continue on?
If we suck, say yes. if we suck, we want to know. If we shouldn't be doing this anymore.
But they also have to know that this is both of our first ever podcast ever.
We just kind of hope this is something that you guys all enjoy.
Let us know, comment. But for Aaron Meyer, I am Eric Kapkowski. Peace.